Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Excited about having our good buddy Michael Johnson back on the show. Michael is the founder of Diamond Dynamic. He's the author of Cracking the Boys Club Code, The Woman's Guide to Being Heard and Valued in the Workplace. How about that, ladies? This is a guy saying this. He's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Mike, You were telling me about a lot of the stuff that you're doing on the internet these days and how that's changed your business. Talk to us about a little bit of that.
Well, you know, up until actually about 2 months ago or maybe 3 months ago, customers have been telling me, kicking and screaming, to get back into the 21st century, and that is people don't have time to go to courses in person anymore. So what they asked me to do is to start putting together the courses online. And,
yeah.
And I tell you, it really has increased my business significantly, probably at least 25 to 35% increase in revenues to my bottom line.
And you probably charge each one of them less than you charge them to come in person.
Yeah, but not much.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing.
Well, but overall, they still save money, and you know, the thing is that I said in after we were attacked in 9/11, Mike, I said that technology was going to be the biggest competitor to the travel and hospitality industry, more so than terrorism, and it's taken longer than I thought. I actually thought it would happen quicker, but what you're talking about is evidence of that.
Absolutely. You know, people, first of all, people are having to do more with less. So to get them to take off a day away from, you know, travel time, or even if it is just going from one building to another, they're very reticent to do that. But if they can sit at their desk and take it in a course in a couple small chunks rather than one full day or half a day, they're much more likely to do that.
Well, and this is good news for small business owners and small businesses.
Absolutely.
Because it gives us access to high quality training and ideas that we would that in the past we had to go somewhere to get, and that meant most people didn't get it.
Well, that's right. And now you got $4, maybe coming $5 a gallon gas.
Don't say that.
And that makes it even worse.
Yeah, of course you're in California, because there's no telling what it's going to wind up being out there. You guys are crazy out there. But
yeah, we are run by crazy.
Yeah, but what made you decide to make this shift? Because you had to make some changes.
Oh, I had to make some big changes. One of my couple of my customers do a lot of online. They're very familiar with online training, and they said, you know, Mike, we really need for you to do this. And so, actually, it was my customers that pushed me into doing it, kicking and screaming.
Right, right.
And, you know, it is different to do it over the web. You have to learn how to do it, and there is basic rules that are different than you have to that you do when you're, you know, in front of people.
What do your customers expect from you, though? What are their expectations? How have those changed?
Well, they want me to deliver the same content in less time, which is a challenge. You have to be very focused on what you do. There's not a lot of fluff. You have to take that out. You have to be very strategic in your preparation and how you deliver the material so that it comes in very precise, focused in chunks that they can take away little gems.
And that they can be interrupted and then go back and pick up where they left off, right? I mean, it's also helpful to have it archived, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. yes, and it is online, and I deliver a lot of workbooks in that they can take offline to look at afterwards, and then I give them between the different modules, so they have homework to do and come back and report.
So folks, the reason I'm having Mike talk about these things is, as you think about getting your own people, your sales force, your sales managers, whatever discipline you have in your business, where the people could use training, find some of that online. I mean, golly, I don't know how many times I run into college kids these days, Mike, then they don't even go to class anymore.
Oh, that's exactly right. And they know how to, the young ones are very familiar with this, and it is just what they're very familiar with. Us older people, we have to adapt.
Give us your website, Mike.
www.diamond-dynamic.com.
So check it out. The book is called Cracking the Boys Club Code. We'll come back. I'm gonna get Mike to talk to us about what he's seeing in the marketplace. He says there's a lot of stress out there. How do you get that reduced? How do you to prevent it from taking your company down? 20 tail. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.